Hello, I'm David Holt, and welcome to Fire on the Mountain. We want to thank Deli Norton for bringing in some ginseng for us. I thought you might like to see what this looks like. It's a mountain herb that's collected and often sold in Asia. Looks like this. Little roots that take about 10 years to grow a plant. It's not very big at all. But it's a very medicinal herb, and what Deli says to do with it is you can either just chew on it like this, or you can put it in a little bottle of moonshine and take a teaspoon every day, and she says you'll never get sick if you do that. So I intend to do it, and I'll let you know. Now, there's a lot of old traditions that are still alive in the mountains, and one of the most interesting to me is called hollering. You know, in the old days, people didn't have telephones, so they had to get to communicate with people by hollering, and they had certain calls for all kinds of things. Like, a distress call would be something like this. It'd go, now, that's a holler that probably goes back maybe 200 years and way before the siren was ever invented. People also have their own personal holler so that when they were coming up the hill, you would know who it was. You couldn't see them, but you could hear their holler and you'd know who it was. And this is one from a man named Leonard Emanuel from Spivey's Corner, North Carolina. This is for you, Leonard. It's called Blow the Horn Blow, and it goes like this. You can try it at home if your neighbors won't think you're crazy. It goes like this. Blow the horn, blow. Blow the horn, blow. Cows in the old field, don't you hear the bell? Blow the horn, blow. Cows in the old field, don't you hear the bell? Blow the horn, blow. Why don't you folks try it with me? Blow the horn, blow again. Blow the horn, blow. Get a piece of cornbread, feed old Red. Blow the horn, blow. Get a piece of cornbread, feed old Blue. Blow the horn, blow. Everybody. Woo-hoo! Blow the horn, blow. Woo-hoo! Blow the horn, blow. Then Leonard to do a little solo like this. He'd go. One more. Blow the horn, blow. Woo-hoo! Blow the horn, blow. That was great singing, you guys. Now stay with us. We've got Del McCoury and the Dixie Pals on this show. We'll be right back. Woo-hoo! Blow the horn, blow. Welcome back to the Stomping Ground. Del McCoury is regarded by many as one of the finest singers in bluegrass. He got his training with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, and he still plays the hard-driving, traditional bluegrass sound. Please make welcome Del McCoury and his Dixie Pals.
Said to me, take me with you to the mountains, won't you please? Let me walk the Blue Ridge, let me count a million trees. Houston ain't no place to die, and I'd be satisfied if I walk a little closer to the sky. In the mountains, won't you please? Ain't so easy one, but a good old friend and doctor there said it could be done. And in a little while we were rolling away underneath that Texas sun. We both knew in a day or two his race would be run. could sleep a while, I'd roll with all I had. Right outside Atlanta, though, he got to looking bad. Just keep right on a trucking, boys, we'll make it now, he said. When the Blue Ridge Mountains came inside, a corpse is all I had. Take me with you to the mountains, won't you please? Let me walk the Blue Ridge, let me count them in trees. Houston ain't no place to die, and I'd be satisfied if I walk a little closer to the sky. In the mountains, won't you please? Walk a little closer to the sky. In the mountains, won't you please?
All right, we'd like to do a song for you right about now. One titled Rain, Please Go Away. I'd like to say welcome to the Stomping Ground. It's good to see everybody out here. We're going to do a song right now for all the gentlemen in the audience, and this is one entitled A Good Man Like Me.
All in. Her bags are packed.
house turned upside down. I hung the clothes on the line, they blow down on the ground. Trying to eat my own cooking, but it's awful bland. Telling you right now, things are out of hand. Four bags are packed, my nerves are wrecked. She got a one-way ticket, ain't coming back. Oh baby, baby, where you gonna find a good man like me? My nerves are wrecked, she got a one-way ticket, ain't coming back. Oh baby, baby, where you gonna find a good man like me? Where you gonna find a good man like me? Folks, we're going to do a song now about the presidents of around 100 years ago. We'll get Paul Silvius to start us off on this one on the banjo. One title, The White House Blues.
Welcome back. We want to sing one of our favorite gospel songs for you right now. Send it out to our mothers and all the mothers out there in the audience.
I heard about a man one day who wasted not his time away. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never failed.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he died.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
They threw him in the lion's den because he would not honor men.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
their jaws were locked, it made him shout, but God soon brought him safely out.
Oh, Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served the living God, well, here upon this earth he prayed to God
every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, brothers, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day.
He prayed to God
every morning, noon and night.
Yes, we can gladly dare and do the things of God. He'll take us through.
Oh, Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served the living God. Well, here upon this earth
he prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night.
Once again, Del McCoury.
Okay, we'd like to do a quartet number right about now for you folks, and this is one that back in the years when I worked for Bill Monroe, we sung this number a lot, and we'd like to sing it for you folks here tonight, and it's a quartet number, and it's one titled Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Isn't it, folks? We're going to have one last dance before we go, and we want to say thank you to Del McCoury and the Dixie Pals. Give them a big hand. Let's hit the floor, folks, and do some dancing.